This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S.-backed forces say they've liberated the final bit of Islamic State territory in Syria. At its height in 2014, IS ruled over large portions of Syria and Iraq. Under a wave of airstrikes, the last ground under the terror group's control, the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz, was lost over the past few days. But both the Syrian Democratic Forces and U.S.-led coalition officials warn that unknown numbers of IS fighters could still be hiding in trenches and in a complex system of caves and tunnels. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden spoke about the fall of Baghouz a short time ago.
And coalition officials said that the ISIS fighters were resorting to what they described as gruesome tactics and using even children as human shields as they defended their last bits of territory. And so there was concern that in addition to the fighters, there may have been some civilians, women and children, ISIS families, but non-combatants who were sticking with the fighters until the very bitter end.
Selden also talked about the fear of an IS reemergence, a fear based on what is known about the numbers of leaders and followers who remain on the loose.
There's still a lot of work to be done, and there are concerns, too, that while the caliphate may have been destroyed now, that the key leadership, the commanders, folks like the self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, those folks are still at large.
But again, the city of Baghouz has fallen, and the Islamic State has seen the last remnants of its self-declared caliphate erased from the map. Australia is being hit by two powerful Category 4 cyclones. Cyclone Trevor, with winds of 250 kilometers an hour, made landfall Saturday on the country's remote northern coast. Meanwhile, Cyclone Veronica is headed for Australia's western coast near the mining region of Pilbara. Gales with gusts up to 100 kilometers an hour are already being felt there. This is VOA News. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has launched yet another complex attack in the capital, Mogadishu. A car bomb explosion targeted a building housing two government ministries and not far from the headquarters of Mogadishu's regional police. A second blast was reported minutes later in the same area. It, too, was said to be a car bomb in a vehicle believed to have been used by armed gunmen. There are reports of gunfire at the building housing the two ministries. Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least three people have died and more than 20 were wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show marking the traditional New Year's celebrations. Authorities say today's explosions happened in the capital of volatile Helmand province. Witnesses to the attack said the first, a small explosion, happened inside a stadium tent. People then started to run toward the gates when a second blast hit the crowd. No immediate claim of responsibility. The two-year-long special counsel investigation into possible connections between the Donald Trump presidential campaign is over. And so begins the battle over making it public, all of it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
With news that Attorney General William Barr has received special counsel Robert Mueller's report, there are renewed calls to
make that report public.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Congressman Ted Lieu, a Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, says they're still investigating alleged wrongdoing by the Trump campaign and the president himself.
Potential crimes, including obstruction of justice, witness tampering, abuse of power.
Political analyst Dr. Larry Sabato says he believes the attorney general will release what should be made public. And if something is withheld,
there could always be someone who leaks. There could always be a whistleblower.
President Trump continues to call the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in Christchurch, New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last week were buried. The youngest victim was 3 years old. Earlier Friday, in a park across from the Al Noor Mosque, where the worst of the attacks took place, there was a Muslim call to prayer. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern attended. The event was broadcast live on radio and TV. Just a day after it was announced that the U.S. Treasury Department was imposing new sanctions on Chinese shippers, President Trump in a tweet said he was reversing the action. The two Chinese companies were accused of helping North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. The explanation from White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders: the president likes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and doesn't think the sanctions are necessary. Gene Randall, VOA News.